If you're looking to improve your family's quality of life, you've landed in the right place. It's Arizona's favorite home improvement resource, the Rosie on the House Show. Give us a call now at 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
That really is a very real passion of ours, driving up your quality of life. It's our goal to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend by protecting you and educating you. We're playing a little detective today, trying to teach you the right questions to ask and the right techniques for interviewing the contractor. We talked a little bit earlier about how many nightmare phone calls I get at my office during the week about, oh, can you help me? I picked the wrong contractor. Well, how did you go about selecting them? Well, I got their referrals. Did you call any of the referrals? No, I didn't. I can't believe how many homeowners don't even call the referrals. But here's a couple questions you want to ask. Call the referrals and ask them a few things. Did the job start on time? More importantly, did the job finish on time? Even more importantly, when things went wrong, and guys, I know y'all are the best of the best, but things are going to go wrong. This is not a science. This is an art. And there's going to be a day that something doesn't get delivered. That's another conversation I want to have here real quick. The challenges you guys are having in this resurging economy right now on as far as labor supply and material supplies. But there's going to be something go wrong. You want to ask that client, when something went wrong, could you find your contractor? How hard was it to track the contractor down? Was he responsive to his cell phones? Was he responsive? Was the office responsive to your inquiries? Was the job kept clean? Did any of your neighbors have heartache during the process? These are all great key questions you can ask. The referrals, don't just ask them, did you like the guy? Did you not like the guy or the gal? You've got to dig deeper than that. So John Reuter of Assurance Builders, you were talking a little bit earlier during break about just what homeowners are experiencing now in the climbing economy with the housing industry building back up. You're suffering some serious consequences in supply of labor and material?
Well, we were in discussion with one of our manufacturers for our cabinets, and one of the sales points they were talking to us about is just how they're preparing for the upcoming boom. And that just brought to mind, you know, where is our industry at and what's happening with that? And, you know, a lot of the inventories have been depleted and supplies aren't what they used to be. And so materials may take longer to arrive. It's just very important to for the contractor to be aware of what's happening with the inventory. But I think it goes back to really clarifying expectations with the homeowner.
I think it's really important for you to share that story about the marble.
Yeah, we had a homeowner that ordered some granite, and they came up here to Phoenix to select it, and we were ready to bring it down to our fabricator in Tucson. And the fabricator was offloading it from the truck and gave us a call to say, I'm not going to take this granite. We're not going to fabricate this. And
somebody trying to get rid of some inventory they'd been sitting on a long time.
Exactly. And we heard that it was already rejected by another contractor in Northern Arizona. So
they're going to get rid of that slab one way or another.
Yeah, somebody's going to get it. And that's just where you got to have confidence that your contractor is going to look out for you and then solve that problem. So now we got a scheduling problem. Homeowners got to get back into it to make a selection and quickly. So one of the things that I think is really important that you brought up is, does a contractor have a plan for problem resolution? You know, and we make sure we have that in our contract to say, hey, if we have a disagreement, how are we going to handle that? Because everybody thinks it's going to go great, but how do you deal with the problems that do come up? And that's just really important to ask your contractor, how do you solve problems? Who do I call? And how do you take care of that?
Yeah, how accessible is the crew when I really need them?
Right.
Tom, you were talking a little bit just about something as simple as a stainless steel sink?
Oh, yeah. I will tell you that right now, doing particularly bathroom remodels, we're doing several bathroom remodels right now, master baths. And we are, and sometimes to a little bit of a frustration on the part of the client, but we insist that all the materials be on site before we start the job. Otherwise, we could have your bath torn up because we're waiting for an extra 2 weeks.
Man.
Right now, we are having a difficult time lead time with plumbing fixtures such as a stainless steel sink. It's taken us 6 weeks because it was not in stock, and they have to manufacture them. A lot of manufacturers are not keeping inventory like they used to keep inventory. So you have to wait for that kind of thing.
Well, I think we've all been through the last few years, and we're not hiring quite as quick as we used to either. We're all stretching everybody we've got just a little bit harder, you know, and they're doing the same thing with the supplies on the shelves.
Oh, well,
you know, it goes all the way through the whole industry.
It's perfectly understandable as to what they're doing. Doesn't make our life any easier. But I understand that. And, yes, we are having some labor. We have in our area right now, we're having difficulty finding skilled labor to help us add to our crews in order to be able to meet the increased demand that we're finding. So it's, you know, a lot of the folks that were there, the labor pool is now working someplace else.
Yeah, gone. The Gulf Coast is still going very, very strong. Washington, D.C. is going very, very strong. North Dakota is one of the fastest job-generating states in the union.
That doesn't help us much in Prescott.
I know it doesn't. I know it doesn't. We're gonna be pinched for skilled craftsmen here soon. We really are. Folks, we're talking about how to pick a contractor to make sure you don't have a nightmarish remodeling project. We've been coaching you along. We're going to come back now. If you've taken the steps we've covered in this first hour, chances are you've got a pretty good idea. If you follow each step, now you've probably got it narrowed down to maybe one or two prospective candidates. Now, in the following hour, in the 10 o'clock hour, we're going to tell you how to finish making that selection. How do you really narrow it down to that one company, that one character, that one expert that you're going to entrust your home, your house, a cabin, and your family to when we get back in 10 o'clock.
Download show archives and take Rosie on the go. Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly podcast located under the media tab at rosieonthehouse.com.